Half past eight on your Thursday, the 8th of January. If you're just tuning in, welcome to the show. Welcome to the morning. And welcome to a special interview as we get into a roundup of what went down over the festive season or what didn't go down. Talking with our friends from IPSS Electronic Security. And in the house, we have the man himself, CEO Frank Labidi, joining us for a catch-up at the start of a new year. Frank, welcome back. How are you doing, my friend?
Thank you very much. Good morning. Thanks again for having me here.
Great to have you in the house.
Always be here.
And alongside you, representing in the red and making sure the cameras are rolling as well on the digital marketing front, Claire Pitzer from the IPSS family as well. Claire, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you.
We're going to see if we can get a song out of Claire. Apparently, Frank says she's got a fantastic singing voice. And
She's still my private psychologist.
She's multi-talented.
Secondary singer.
and Sipo Zungu, Po is still in the house with us as well, holding it down. Hey, Mr. Po.
Hey.
You're
playing the guitar, I believe.
Piano. No, keyboard.
Piano. Where's the piano?
See, we've got a whole band here. Po's got the keyboard. I'll bring the guitar. Claire's got the voice. And Frank, he's the rhythm section. He's gonna pound the drums. But right now, looking at how things have been shaping over the festive season into the new year, and you made a prediction not long ago on the station, Frank. You said that you had a feeling that it was going to be actually quite a quiet and uneventful season on the crime front. Did your prediction come to pass?
100%. So the last interview was, I think, beginning of December with your dad.
Yeah.
And I said, I have a feeling that it will be a good season for us. And I even went so far to say we will have the opportunistic crimes, you know, where windows left open, parties, doors open, wallet gone, oh, my Apple phone is gone, my iPhone is gone, blah, blah, blah. That happened, but nothing more, nothing less. We had the most, I personally can say after 25 years, we had the most crime-free season ever, and we had a bumper season. We really, really had a bumper season. I have not seen Balito that busy.
That's incredible that you've got those two things.
Nothing. Yeah.
One of the, if not the busiest season on record, and at the same time, one of the quietest in terms of crime stats. And when you try and make sense of that, would you put it down to the fact that there was such a visible presence?
Presence, yeah. You must, RTI, KDM, you must give them huge credit. I think that over 80 members out, RTI, SEPS was highly organized. I mean, we worked closely with them, you know, we did roadblocks, etc., etc. Law enforcement all over the place. And I obviously got the feedback, you know, from the public, and I said, we felt pretty safe, you know. It's pretty good. We at no stage felt unsafe. I would say it was the presence of law enforcement and security companies combined, definitely, 100%.
Well, there was a lot of red on the scene, a lot of boots on the ground from the IPSS electronic security team. Yeah. And that feedback that you got, same as what we got, and we sort of took a general survey, a lot of holiday makers saying they hadn't been in town for a while, they made a return, felt fantastically safe, and basically everything that they were hoping for from what Balito could deliver for a holiday season, they got, and they will be back. And if they come back again, it's going to be an even busier 2027.
Look, as I said, it was the busiest for me for 25 years. If we can top that next year, that obviously would be great. Not for me personally, because I don't like to be that busy. But definitely for businesses. You know, we all need the money, I guess. But it was good. It was really, really good. I think it was a good, friendly atmosphere. There was no aggro vibes. You know, I think it was. I think it was a pretty good. Pretty good atmosphere in general.
Well, yeah. I think the crown has been retained as the premier KZN holiday destination, sort of the greater Balito region, definitely held it together. And when it comes to rough crime stats, are there any figures that are worth mentioning for the season?
Look, I have two figures, but I don't really want to go into detail. I can mention them. So we had two suicides in inverted commas, and they're... The one is so tragic, I don't even want to talk about it. And the other one was a young schoolgirl as well. And because of the family and the circumstances, I don't want to talk about it either. I think it is for SEPs to comment on it. You know, not for IPSS.
I hear you.
It's I rather think SEPs should comment on that one. Yeah.
We'll respect that, and
they will. You know,
those. I mean, the season always brings with it an array of events, and unfortunately, and whether we're talking about events like those or drownings down at the beach, or it comes with the season, unfortunately. By and large, the stats have been a lot rosier than many people were anticipating, but there are incidents, and you have to let law enforcement do its thing and process, and give family space as well.
But even look, even the drownings, everything, drownings, possible drownings, near drownings, that all like went from here right down to bottom. It just nothing happened. You know, it's like
compared to what could have been.
In comparison to previous years, it really was a quite year.
And you've obviously got the perspective, the years in the field, the data to show where things are trending, and that obviously must have helped inform your prediction of where things were heading as far as a quieter season. But looking at getting a perspective on things, you have been getting an aerial perspective of late, with a big push into drone services.
Oh yeah,
let's talk a little bit about that. Okay, taking to the skies.
Let's talk about that one. We launched our first on drone services in beginning of December, and we obviously identified estates where we could fly them, and I mean, you must remember they are strictly regulated. Mm. You know, mm. You have to have flight plans, etc. So this morning I woke up and I got my phone, and there's old Skull Poseidonhood, and he makes a comment, you know, like that there are two WhatsApp groups in the state I think he stays in, and that's where the drone is right now, because we moved the drone around, you know.
Yeah.
So he made a few comments, and look, as I say, everything is pretty regulated. We're not gonna fly over you, you know. And he said, yeah, like I'm gonna like have my speedo on. Yeah, you better keep your speedo on, because I'm worried that somebody flies over and sees your little, he was talking about dusties before, sees your little dusty without speedo, and then we might like think, whoa, we have like discovered new nanotechnology, you know. So keep your speed on, you know.
Please.
Like, do whatever you have to do. Like, please, you know, we're not going to fly over. It's a professional organization. It's a pilot. Like, you know, it's not some guy who sits on his joystick and flies the thing. It's a pilot. And must remember, we fly fence lines. Okay, we left right through the estate.
You're patrolling a perimeter.
Yeah. Yes. So. Yeah, so but you do must remember, and I have it here as well. So we were quite successful on the 2nd of January. We caught two suspects on thermal camera, via drone technology. And I promise you, I can open it now. The response time was wow. So it was fired, and one of our cameras picked it up, stationary cameras.
Yeah.
We saw it in the control room. We contacted our drone pilot. Within 2 minutes, the drone pilot was out. Had visual on thermal camera. That was about 10 in the evening, PM. We sent two armed reaction units and three tactical teams. They're closed in. They were given exact location. We got the two suspects. They were on the fence line, and it's on our Facebook page. You can actually see it.
Yeah.
It's on our Facebook page. What is our Facebook page?
IPSS Electronic Security.
Okay, it can't be easier than that. Okay, IPSS Electronic Security.
Thank you, Claire.
Thank you, Claire. You can see it, and it's amazing. And with a matter of within 2 minutes, we were there. Okay, it has to also boot up first and then obviously take off. So 2 minutes we would have never been there in 2 minutes with vehicles. I can guarantee you that. We had to go all the way around. So that saved us, I would say, 5 to 7 minutes.
Wow.
All right. Yeah. That's impressive. You must look at the video. It's absolutely amazing. And
obviously,
amazing.
When you're looking at time-sensitive operations, minutes make a difference.
Yeah.
Seconds make a difference. So the fact that you've got technology that can go as the crow flies, you know, point to point, you don't have to worry about navigating streets, roads, traffic, and you can maintain visual on whatever is unfolding. And with this multi-spectral technology, whether it's thermal or night vision, you're able to see stuff and keep a lock on so that everyone's in the loop, triangulate a position. It's next level, man. And
of course,
drones are, it's no secret, they are changing the game on the security and law enforcement front, or military front. We know what's happening in Ukraine has been a big showcase for drone technology.
Hmm.
And that's all filtering through now into the public safety space, but it needs investment. It needs the big guns to get behind it, and obviously IPSS electronic security, being a 21st century forward focused, leading from the front organization, you guys are putting your money where your mouth is and putting the drone in the sky.
It's still pretty expensive. It really, really is. And I said it before. I said it last year, I said it in December again. So we're trying to split between the states and see if we can cut the costs down, because it's so expensive. I mean, we're at the beginning stages, must remember.
Hmm.
And everything at the beginning stages is expensive. And then you wait a year and, whoa, used to be like,
whatever.
I mean, when these PCs came out, you know, and you built them yourself, and what was it, 20,000 Rand. And all of a sudden, a year later, it was 15,000. And all of a sudden, 3 years later, you could chuck this thing together for 5 grand, you know, with a cellular and processor. And that's the way we go. You know, it takes some time. It does take some time. But it is the future. It's 100% the future of security.
And, of course, smart AI-powered technology.
We're doing that for, I don't know how many years already. AR, we invested. By now, we must have invested with the cameras, with the new AI system, 6-7 million rand. I actually lost count. I honestly lost count. You know, redoing the control room twice in like 3 years because we
keep pace with the technology.
It has taken off so much. It's just frightening. But yeah, that's the way to go, and it works, you know. And as I say, remember, we're not flying over your state. I want to see if you jumping in your pool, so Skulk, if you have your speeder on or not, it doesn't make no difference, you know. Like, no difference to us.
I think it's not, you know, they said there's no such thing as bad publicity. So if Skulky Bears puts the word out about the IPSS drone, I think it's more awareness. And we'll get him on for a chat one of these days. Maybe in his speeder. We'll see what we can do. Maybe we'll get him in for the next IPSS chat. How about that?
Oh, why not? I'm always on for that, you know. It's as I said, we're flying perimeter. Okay, just in case there is emergency.
Yeah.
Then we deviate from the flight path, and we go from A to B.
Hmm.
Okay. Otherwise, we fly around.
I think, you know what, for a peace of mind point of view, just knowing that there is that eye in the sky in case something happens, in case there is an emergency, and in case you need to locate exactly what it is, where it is, and to point people on the ground to it, it's such an asset. There obviously will be an adjustment period while people get used to this idea of having a thing on the perimeter. But if you had people patrolling the perimeter, you know, this is just accelerating that. And it's the way things are going. Bottom line.
Of course.
For those listening right now, looking to find out more about the IPSS electronics, security services on all fronts, the website, Claire, I would imagine, is a great place to go. IPSS-security.co.za. Yes. Am I getting it right?
Is it dash or is it middle hyphen? Dash is a dash.
Or middle hyphen, whatever you call that.
That's
thing. IPSS-security.co.za. Let's get it right. Thanks, Sir Frank. And on social media as well, on, I would imagine, all of the big platforms, Claire. IPSS electronic security. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
You will find us. Yeah, you will find us.
And soon, there will be an official IPSS security theme song. Claire is mm-hmm. working on it. We'll debut it here on Radio
Lifestyle. I was promised I'm allowed to sing a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
If this interview goes well.
Yeah. We'll get him on the chorus. I was told I'm allowed to sing a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, well, in the next interview when we debut the hit single, soon to be hit single.
Will it just be a single?
Well, it could be.
So, you already made up your mind. It's only going to be a single.
You got to start.
There's no way for an album for me. Like,
you start with a single. Okay, start with a single. Give the people what they want. A little taste.
And then you just burst my heart bubble.
Sorry, Frank. Hey, listen. We'll get our people to call your people, and we'll make it happen, man. But for now, it's been a great start to January, just to the new year. The presence is still very strong, and will continue to be strong. It's only getting stronger. IPSS Electronic Security on the ground and in the sky, and keeping you safe from one perimeter to another. Find out more online at IPSS-security.co.za or on all good social media platforms. And my special guest, CEO of IPSS Electronic Security, Frank Labidi, in the house with us, and Claire Petzer, a.k.a. Claire Bear, DJ Claire Bear. we'll do this again real soon. What do you say, guys?
Fantastic. Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
You heard it on Radio Life and Style.